All right, panelists, it is now time to bring back a game from very long ago.
Monopoly?
No. It's a game from this show, and we call it...
Guess the Newsmaker.
So it's time to welcome to our show one Ricardo Baca. Ricardo, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Now, panelists, Mr. Baca here, Ricardo, has a new job. As far as we know, he is the first person to hold this job anywhere ever. Your job, guess what that job is. You'll each get a chance to ask a yes or no question. The first panelist to guess who it is wins a point. Paula, ask your question.
Hey, Mr. Baca, does it involve computers?
Somewhat.
Maz.
Do you have to go to an office every day?
No.
No? So he's out in the field. Okay. Faith?
Ricardo, are you dealing with a formerly illegal substance?
Yes.
Yes, he is dealing with a formerly illegal substance. What could it be? Now it moves on to Paula.
How was that an intuitive guess? There's absolutely nothing that was said that led to such a guess.
Are you... Are you like an FBI profiler or something?
All right, Mr. Baca. Have you had relations with Faye Salie? All right, so he's on the field. Are you a pot harvester?
I am not.
I'm gonna throw you guys a hint. Mr. Baca is calling us from his home in Colorado.
Oh. Mountains.
Well, the weed thing was a good place to go.
Yeah. No, yeah. Mountains were forbidden a while ago.
Okay. Paul asked if he was a pot harvester.
Oh, a pot reviewer?
No.
Oh, but you are awfully close. Oh. What we're going to do is we're going to say Maz got it because although Mr. Baca is not a pot reviewer, they will be working for him because Mr. Baca is the first ever pot editor for the Denver Post.
Wow.
Wow. Congratulations.
As far as we know. So the point goes to Maz. Ricardo, so you are going to be in charge of the new section, I think it's online for the Denver Post, that will cover the new legal marijuana market in Colorado.
It is, yeah. We're creating a blog out here covering the culture of cannabis.
The culture of cannabis. How did you get this job? How do you apply to be the pod editor?
Exactly right. Well, I started a music festival for the paper, and then I started a music blog, and both of those things have done fairly well, so I think they thought of me when this position came up.
Yeah. They went down to your music festival. They took a whiff. They're like, this is the guy. We are assuming pot editors must be constantly paranoid they're going to get fired.
Well, I do work for a newspaper.
That's true. So you're going to be hiring marijuana critics, right?
I am, yeah. I'm in the process of getting some reports back from them. I assigned them each a strain or an edible or a soda, and I'm starting to get those back.
What do you mean, or a soda?
Oh, the market is huge. You can get pot-infused olive oil and sodas. It's crazy. They have everything.
Don't the qualities that would make you a great pot critic make you a horrible employee? It's like, yes, well, I sit around, I smoke pot all day. That's great. We can't hire you.
Well, one person gave me an actual resume for their work history and then also a pot resume for their history in terms of when they smoked it in Switzerland and when they first came across it.
Wow. I'm assuming that as the pot editor, you're going to have to be, you know, partaking yourself to do your job correctly, right?
You know, I don't necessarily need to, but...
Oh, go ahead.
It's legal.
Are you going to have deadlines?
Oh, yeah. Many, many deadlines.
Okay.
Yeah, how's that going to work?
Well, Ricardo Baca, we're delighted to talk to you. Good luck in your
Congrats.
New job. Ricardo Baca is the new online pot editor for the Denver Post. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Nice.